The roots of Alpena are planted firmly and deeply here on the banks of Thunder Bay River, the river the Indian called Anamaki. A town like Alpena has a life story which begins with these roots. They were planted by a handful of hardy pioneers who broke through the wilderness to start a new life, a new town. How do you go about finding that life story of a town? How do you discover its roots? Oh, of course, there are a few books and documents. In the case of Alpena, very few. D.D. Oliver wrote a centennial history in 1876, and so did Billy Bolton. The old newspapers have been microfilmed and so preserved indefinitely. The courthouse has records, but the many fires in the early town destroyed the first of those records. Every town has some place in its attic and library and its museum, if it's lucky enough to have one. Letters and pictures and journals and account books from which some of the history can be divined. But there is one place that every town has where its roots can be found, a place where all history ends, where the events leading from these roots can be detected. And that place is the local cemetery. In the case of Alpena, it's